KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
I'm Stanley Mathis, Senior Pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're now listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is an independent outreach ministry of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church located at 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana. We're preaching and teaching the Word of God on a regular basis. Join us now as we enter into our service already in progress.
We can hide for protection. I have discovered the enemy sometimes want to take you out, but God said, I can hide you even in the presence of your enemy. There are times when that bullet had passed. You remember when you was in the club? Yeah, I know you was in the club. Well, I can go a little farther. When you was in that gambling shack, Brother Gaines, that bullet that passed your head could have been you, but God was protecting you because God is our protection. God is watching all of the stuff that we've done. Oh, I could get deeper. But God, he protected us from being taken out before it was time. I have learned that he is our Jehovah Nietzsche. That word Nietzsche is a banner. The Lord said, I'm going before you. I'm protecting you. I'm standing before you. Even in the midst of your trials and your tribulation, God says, I'm there. He stood before David when he went up against Goliath. He was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in a fiery furnace. God is with us, even in the midst of our trials and our tribulation. God said, lo, I am with you always. So whatever you are in, God says, I'm in it with you because I am everywhere. I am omnipresent. And whatever your problem is, God says, I'm in it with you. Why? Because he put in something that's life-changing and life-sustaining. Your life is different because what God has put in us, God is our help. Anybody need help today? God is simply saying, I'm helping you out of your trial. I'm helping you out of your tribulation. I'm helping you out of everything that you will go through. Your finance ain't funny. All you got to do is trust in me because I own the silver as well as the gold. God is. Then the psalmist said, he is our strength, which speaks of his power. Woo! God gives us power and strength to endure and overcome adversity. I ain't afraid of nothing. I know one day when I leave this world, I'll open up my eyes in the presence of the King, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I ain't afraid of nothing because I know my God is able to do exceedingly abundantly, but more than we could ask or think. And I depend on what the Lord God has said that he will do. And God is able to do just what he said he will do. My brothers and sisters, when we step out on the Lord, he equipped us for the task at hand. This battle is not easy. But the battle ain't yours. The battle is the Lord. What this is telling us is that we can find security and peace in knowing that God watches over his people. In the midst of whatever you are going through today, God promises, revealed in this verse, three things. He promises to be our refuge, our strength, and our help. In that second verse, in third verse, we see that God is dependable. For it stayed therefore, and whenever you see the word therefore, you see what it is there for. Therefore, we will not fear, even though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea, though the waters roar and be troubled, though the mountains shake with its swelling, And that second verse says, though the world or the earth is removed or destroyed, here God is not pointing to a refuge. God himself is our refuge. God is our refuge even when things are steady or stable. And now becomes unstable. God is still our refuge. When you say, I don't know whether I can make it, God says, I've got you. In other words, when things in our life are well, and then when things have become difficult, God is still our refuge. Refuge. It's trust, a place of trust that literally means to flee, as in running to a hidden shelter. For today, we are seeing an increasing tension all over the world. With the World Health Organization declaring an outbreak of a rare strain of Ebola virus, what was once under control, somebody let loose. And we put him there. And he could care less. My brothers and sisters, in spite of what we are witnessing, God is with us. Today we have unusual, abnormal, chaotic, and destructive leadership. But God is with us. If Grandma and Grandpa made it on pennies, how come we can't make it? Antioch, we see in that fourth verse the paradise of God. And it says, for the psalmist said, there is a river whose streams shall make glad the city of God, the city of God, the holy place of the tabernacle of the Most High God is in the midst of her. She shall not be moved. God shall help her just at the break of dawn. The psalmist said, describes really the perfect harmony of the city of God. It said its river brings joy. In Revelation 22 and 1, it states, and he showed me a river of water of life, bright as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and the Lamb. John saw this river as a place of gathering, of assembling in happiness and prosperity. Because what God made here was designed for us to be blessed with. Men came and just messed it up. And so he said, Jesus said, I've got to go and make another place in my Father's house where man won't have nothing to do with it, and man won't mess it up, man won't soil it up. John saw this place. He saw a river as a place of gathering, assembling in happiness and prosperity. What is this river that makes us rejoice? These aren't my words. These are Charles Spurgeon's words. He said, the river is God himself. Yes. He is our supply. Yes. Isaiah gives a prophecy about Jerusalem during the Lord's future 1,000-year reign on earth. There's a 1,000-year reign which is called the millennium. And in Isaiah 33 and 21, it said, there the glorious Lord will be unto us a place of broad rivers and streams flowing. Our God is like a living water that never will run dry. Jesus made this truth clear when he was sitting by a well in chapter 4 of John. And Jesus said to the woman, "Whosoever drink of this water will thirst again. But whosoever drink of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life." John said, then in John 7, 37 and 9, Jesus cried out saying, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink." 38 says, "He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living waters." Antioch. Rivers are a sign of life. But rivers also are also a sign of the abundance of God's saving and restoring presence. Not only in the physical, but also in a redeemed life. A life that has been rescued from the bondage and death of sin. We are saved because of what he did. Woo! When he pierced his side, what came out? Water and living waters. I told you God's word is so complicated that it is simple, and so simple that it is complicated. In him flows living life. I come that you might have, and that you might have it more abundantly. When you take what God has to give us, you get eternal life. Because what we have now is temporary life. But when we get to what God gives us, we have eternal life. God's word baffles me because I say, how complicated is it? He said, it is not complicated. It is simple. You're thinking too much. Out of him came blood and water, living water that will never, if you get this water, you will never thirst. Oh. The river is the power of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, who is the gospel, or the good news, which fills our lives and flow out of us as we live with the testimony of the grace of God to save and to provide forgiveness and eternal life in Christ Jesus. So my brothers and sisters, in the midst of whatever you are going through, even in the midst of what you are feeling today, God's promises are revealed in this passage. For he promises to be our refuge. He promised to be our strength. And he promised to be our help. Because God is our help. Doors of the church open. If you're here today, my brother, my sister, and this word has been transforming your thoughts, and the Lord is saying, I'm speaking to your heart today. And if you are here, my brother.
Thank you for listening to Paradise Ministry. If anything said today was encouraging to you, consider supporting the ministry by sending your tax-deductible love gift to the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, 2308 Houston Street, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. Attention Media Ministry. Until next time, God bless you and keep you.
Well, today is Friday. It's the 12th of June, and we've got some birthdays to celebrate. So let's get to those birthdays and say happy birthday to these wonderful people today. Happy birthday going out to Rita Laverne Hertz, Charlie Sword, Tay-Tay Armstead, Lois Ann, Eric